感谢主，借着弟兄带我们唱这些美好的诗歌。
We thank the Lord that the brothers led us in singing these beautiful hymns.
我前几天我们的弟兄在问我说你想唱哪一首诗歌。
In the last few days, my brother was asking me what songs do you want to sing.
当时我没有想到什么诗歌。
And initially, I wasn't able to think of anything.
今天早晨我在主面前在寻求的时候。
This morning, as I was seeking before the Lord.
就是向前直往西安这首诗歌呢一直在我的心里。
The song that we just sang, We're Marching to Zion, was constantly on my heart.
但我觉得已经有点晚了，我就没有和弟兄再提这首诗歌。
But I thought it was a little bit too late, so I didn't tell my brother.
但是感谢主，我们弟兄呢今天也选了这首诗歌。
I thank the Lord that our brother still chose this hymn anyway.
这是一首非常美好的诗歌。
It's truly a beautiful hymn.
把我们这次特会所带来那个荣耀的目标向我们显明。
That it reveals to us the eternal purpose from our conference.
我们知道今天早晨呢，我们是西安特会的信息回馈。
And we know that today we'll be having a feedback on the conference.
那我们和弟兄姐妹们一同来读一下西安特会的主题经文。
So let us first begin by reading the theme verse from the conference.
那我们要读希伯来书的12章1到2节。
Hebrews 12 verses 1 and 2.
希伯来书第12章第1到2节。
Hebrews 12 verses 1 and 2.
我们既有这许多见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们知道这一次特会的主题是奔那摆在前面的路程。
We know that the theme of the conference this time was run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我想所有听见信息的参加特会的弟兄姐妹们，我们心中都有一个非常深的感受。
I think for everyone that attended the conference or heard the messages, there is this feeling within.
我们为着这次特会感谢神。
And so we thank the Lord for the conference this time.
因为神实在是使用我们年长的弟兄们释放出非常宝贵丰富的话语。
Through our brothers, the Lord was able to release these precious words and burden.
弟兄们给我的一个责任呢，是今天早晨能够对这些信息有一个比较整体的回馈。
And the brothers asked or gave me the responsibility of giving more of a summary for the burdens that were released. An overview of everything that was shared.
我后来我自己感觉呢，这是一个非常非常难的事情。
And I thought to myself that this was a very difficult thing to do.
因为这次特会所释放的信息实在是太丰富了。
Because truly, what was released at the conference was truly so abundant.
所以早晨呢，我想就借着我自己的领受和弟兄姐妹们分享三个点。
So through what I received, I'd like to share three points.
第一个点呢，就是跑这条路程的这一个紧迫感。
The first is that as we are running this race, there is an urgency.
第二点我们要交通一下在这段路程 这段路程过的过程或者是怎样来跑。
Secondly, I'd like to share on how we ought to run or the way of the race.
第三点我们要交通一下这个路程跑这段路程它要达到一个什么样的终点。
And then thirdly and lastly, we'd like to share upon at the end of this race, what is the goal?
那我们再有些祷告把这段时间交在主的手中。
Let's have another time of prayer and we'll place the time into the Lord's hands.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们是何等的感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
你赐给我们这样美好的西安特会。
You've given us a wonderful WCCC.
在这次特会当中释放出许多美好的信息。
And you released so many wonderful messages.
今天早晨当我们一同在你面前来回顾这些信息的时候，
As we are here reviewing and reflecting upon these together,
我们仍然求你的圣灵，当初感动我们弟兄们的圣灵，今天在我们中间工作。
We plead that your spirit would work among us.
再把这些话语能够活化在我们的心中。
That they would renew these words in our hearts.
让我们得着的不仅仅是知识。
So that not only would we gain knowledge.
也不仅仅是真理。
Or truth.
让我们得着的乃是改变生命的能力。
But that we would gain that life-changing power.
主，我们求你做特别的工作。
Lord, may you do this special work.
我们知道，若不是圣灵的工作，人是不能够做的。
Lord, we know that if the Spirit does not work, man cannot do it.
我们也求你用血洁净你不配的器皿。
And Lord, may your blood cleanse your unworthy vessels.
如果人的软弱和有限。
Lord, man's weakness has limits.
亲自对我们的心说话。
Lord, speak to our hearts.
我们在那祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We beg and pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 好，我们首先要交通一下呢，我们这次特会当中，我们弟兄们给我们的一个非常沉重的一个感觉。
So first, we'd like to share about the deep feeling that our brothers had this conference.
那就是这个跑这段路的一个紧迫感。
About the urgency of this race.
在希伯来书第十章37到38节。
In Hebrews 10, verses 37 and 38.
这边说呢，因为还有一点点的时候。
It says, for yet in a very little while.
那要来就来，并不迟延。
He who is coming will come and will not delay.
所以这是这个特会开头给我们一个非常急迫的感觉，还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。
So at the very beginning of this conference, there was this urgent feeling that it says, for yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay.
我们今天生活在这个世代。
So as we're living in these times today,
所有的环境都在告诉我们。
All of the signs in this world are telling us,
我们实在是来到这个末世的时代。
We are truly living in the end times.
主耶稣基督那个脚步已经非常的临近。
And the footsteps of our Lord Jesus are truly very close.
我们不需要从这个世界这个更深的去看，就看我们面前所发生的这些事情。
We don't even need to investigate or look too deeply, just what's right in front of our eyes.
但是弟兄们告诉我们一个更重要的一个感觉。
But our brothers told us of an even more important thing.
还不仅仅是这些环境所显示给我们的。
It's not only that these circumstances show us.
乃是让在我们在信心当中能够看见时间实在是不多了。
But in faith that we can see that there's not much time.
所以第38节告诉我们说呢，因为只是一人必因信得生，他若后退，我的心就是神的心就不喜悦他。
And so in verse 38 it says, But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back,My soul has no pleasure in him.
这里边的义人特别讲到是那些属于主的人。
And the righteous ones that it speaks of here are those who follow the Lord.
应该在信心当中看见时间不多了。
Who in faith see that there is not much more time.
所以我们不能够再后退。
So we cannot step back, shrink
back. 这个后退呢，弟兄特别告诉我们说，我们就是枉费，就是浪费了。
And if we shrink back, then our lives are a waste.
所以我们看见弟兄们一开头就给我们看见一个非常紧迫的感觉。
And so this urgent feeling was placed upon us from the very beginning.
我们已经来到了这段路的最终点那段距离。
We're at the very last leg of the race.
我们已经离主回来非常的临近。
And we are so close to the Lord's return.
这是最后的一程路。
This is the very last portion of the race.
所以我觉得弟兄们里边有一个非常强的一个感觉。
And so our brothers have this very strong feeling.
今天不是在漫步的时候。
It's not a time to be strolling or walking casually.
今天乃是要奔跑的时候。
We truly need to run and sprint forward.
或者是说呢，弟兄们用的词是，我们应该进入那个冲刺的阶段。
We should be in this portion of the race where we're rushing ahead.
我们知道呢，现在的奥运会正在开正在进行中。
You know that the Olympics are currently going on.
那如果我们看见那些运动员的时候，
And when we look at these athletes,
实在是像我们弟兄所描述的，他们在冲刺。
It's just like our brother shared, they're rushing ahead.
那这个冲刺需要一个特别的心情。
And in order to rush ahead, you need to have this right attitude.
就是需要专心，需要全力的。
There needs to be a fixation and a focus.
这个就跟平时的这些走路漫步是不一样的。
It's very different from when you're just walking.
所以这是对我们来讲是一个非常重大的一个提醒。
So this is a great reminder to us.
实在是盼望着弟兄们里边那个急迫的感觉，好像我很难用言语来描述，能够成为我们里边的一个感觉。
And this urgency that our brothers are sharing on, it's maybe something difficult to describe in words, but may it really become something that we also feel.
我们今天是在那个最后的一段路程上。
We are in that very last leg of this race.
我们需要专注。
And so we need to focus.
我们需要尽全力。
We need to put all of our effort into it.
因为天上的行动是快的。
Because the heavenly times are coming quick.
我们的得救是恩典。
And our salvation is grace.
在这个恩典当中，神给我们一个地位。
And in grace, the Lord has given us a position.
在这个地位当中呢，我们应该站稳他的地位。
And so we need to stand in the position that he has given to us.
但是神要不仅要我们得救，乃是一个更深的呼召。
And the Lord not only wants us to gain this position, but he also has a calling for us.
这个更深的呼召乃是进入与他一同奔跑的末后这段路。
And that deeper calling is for us to run the race with him.
那这个呢就是弟兄们告诉我们这是服事。
And so the brother shared upon this, and it is service.
所以我们实在是感觉到今天环境在提醒我们。
And so we truly feel today that, again, the circumstances and environment tells us.
我们自己也在提醒自己。
And we remind ourselves as well.
时间过得好快。
The time flies by.
时间真的是飞快的过去。
It truly flies by.
转眼呢，我们可能就会迎接主耶稣基督的再来。
And in just the blink of an eye, maybe the Lord will return.
实在是盼望着圣灵把放在我们弟兄里边那个紧迫的感觉也能够放在我们的里边。
May the urgency that the Spirit put into our brothers also be placed in us.
让我们起来能够奔跑这最后的一段路程。
That we would rise up and to run this last leg of the race.
能够实在是成为在地上能够成为迎接主回来的一群人。
So that we can be a people who greet the Lord upon his return.
那么我们怎样来跑这段路呢？
So how can we run this race?
那我们弟兄特别提醒到我们
，Our brothers told us，
就是要借着圣灵的引领
，That it needs to be by the leading of the Holy Spirit。
主不是让我们在地上自己空跑，自己靠着自己的力量，他乃是为我们预备了跑这条路所有的条件。
He doesn't want us to just run on our own, but he's actually laid out how to run this race。
所以当主耶稣基督被接升天的时候
，So when the Lord Jesus was ascended into heaven.
他赐下门徒一个应许。
He gave the apostles a promise.
那这也是一个最大的祝福。
And it is a great blessing.
就是他要赐下那个圣灵做我们的保惠师。
That he will leave the Holy Spirit as our comforter.
圣灵要在凡事上来引领我们。
And the Holy Spirit will lead us in all things.
我们弟兄呢用了一个非常形象的例子来告诉我们。
Our brothers used a very vivid illustration of this.
他讲到呢，有一个运动，就是这个盲人在赛跑。
And they spoke of a runner who was actually blind.
这盲人赛跑的时候呢，需要有一个人牵着他的手领跑，领着他跑。
And when the blind man is running, actually there is someone who is leading, holding the blind man's hand and running alongside them.
其实我觉得很多的时候就像这个盲人一样。
And I think actually we are just like a blind runner.
很多的时候我们对神的事情并不是很清楚。
Oftentimes we're not very clear on the Lord's matters.
但是我们非常感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
他在我们里边做更新变化的工作。
He has done that work of renewal and changing within us.
借着圣灵在引领我们。
And he is leading us through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们所要做的呢就是紧紧地跟随圣灵。
So all that we need to do is to cling tightly to the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要牵引着我们的手。
The Holy Spirit is holding our hands.
就像那个领跑员一样。
Just as the blind runner.
他知道我们每一个人跑的速度。
He knows the speed at which each of us run.
他也知道我们每个人跑的那个路程。
And he knows the course that we are each running.
所以我们感谢主神赐下这个圣灵保惠师。
And so we thank the Lord that he has left behind the Holy Spirit.
要在凡事上能够来引导教训我们。
He will lead and teach us in all things.
从我们这边，我们的责任是就是要能够明白圣灵的心意。
So our responsibility is to know the will of the Holy Spirit.
能够顺服圣灵的带领。
To follow His leading.
在小事上来跟从他。
That in even the smallest thing to follow after Him.
神就会把那个他更深的心意明显的启示在我们里边。
And the Lord will reveal more deeply His will in our lives.
弟兄们也告诉我们说，我们这个赛程不是跟别人在比赛。
And the brothers also reminded us that our race is actually not against others.
这个我觉得对我们来讲是一个巨大的恩典。
And this is also a very great grace.
因为以前我在读圣经，在读这段在保罗在讲到这个比赛的时候。
And previously, when I was younger and I was reading this passage, and Paul was talking about running the race.
其实呢，我里边有个深的感觉，就是常常是很失望的。
And I would despair a bit.
因为我们知道历世历代 不仅仅是使徒，历世历代的圣徒们。
So not even to speak of the apostles, but saints throughout the generations.
他们都在这条路上能够尽忠，能够跑到底。
They ran well and ran to the end of the race.
如果我们这个赛程是跟所有的这些人比。
If we were competing against these other saints,
不仅是那些历史历代，就在我们中间的许多的弟兄姐妹们，
or maybe,
我自己都觉得没有办法了。
Or maybe not even the saints in all of the generations, but maybe even in our midst, I would feel like I'm unable to do it.
但是神的恩典是告诉我们说呢，我们这场比赛是和我们自己在比。
But the Lord's grace tells us that this race is actually against ourselves.
我们是不是今年比去年更进步了？
Have we improved this year compared to last year?
我们是不是今年比去年认识主更多了一点？
Do we know the Lord a little bit more this year compared to last year?
我们是不是在顺服上能够更多一点？
Are we more obedient?
我觉得特别是对信主久年日多了的弟兄姐妹们，对我们自己这是一个更大的提醒。
For brothers and sisters who have known the Lord, longer, this is a great reminder.
我们是不是停滞不前了？
Are we stopped?
我们还是继续在这条路上能够继续往前。
Or are we continuing to press forward on this way?
这是一个恩典。
This is grace.
神要在我们身上所做的工作，是在我们自己的身上能够真实的做改变的工作。
The work that the Lord is doing on us is one that is truly changing us.
如果我们自己的老我被更多的去掉了，
If more of our old self is being lost,
我们在主里边，他就算我们为能够与他同跑的，能够得胜的。
Then we are ones who are able to run with the Lord and to gain the prize.
所以我们那个比赛的，我觉得我们那个比赛的对手呢，是我们的老我。
So our competitor, our opponents, in the race is actually our old self.
如果我们能够胜过那个老我。我们就是这场比赛的那个得胜者。
If we can beat our old self, then we will become overcomers in this race.
实在是感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
这对我们每个弟兄姐妹来讲呢，就是都是恩典。
This is grace for every brother and sister.
所以我们在这条路上，不是和那许多的过去的圣徒相比的，我们不需要失去信心。
We are not being compared with the saints who have run the race from before. We just need to have faith.
我们乃是在主面前看看他在我们身上那个真实的工作。
And we can see that the Lord is doing His work on each of us.
神所用在这条路上所用的工具乃是十字架。
And the instrument or the tool that the Lord uses for this race is the cross.
十字架是神在改变人所用的一个他所用的一个最有效的工具。
The cross is the most effective instrument for changing and dealing with us.
十字架的工作就是除去那个旧我的。
And the cross deals with our old self.
主耶稣基督呢，在地上为我们做了一个非常美好的榜样。
And the Lord Jesus gave us a great example while He was on earth.
他让我们看见十字架的工作所要产生的结果。
He showed us the result of the work of the cross.
虽然主耶稣基督在他里边没有罪也没有己。
Although there was no sin or self in him.
但是呢他来到地上圣经告诉我们说呢他存心谦卑。
When he came to earth, he showed that he was completely humble.
他不与神同等为抢夺的。
He did not consider equality with God a thing to be grasped.
反倒虚己。
But emptied himself.
他取了一个人的形象，甚至一个奴仆的形象。
He came in the likeness of man, even in the form of a bondservant.
并且为我们死，且死在十字架上。
And he died even death on a cross.
这就是一个十字架的路。
This is the way of the cross.
是一个虚己的路。
It is a way of shame, of emptying oneself.
主耶稣基督在地上为我们做了美好的榜样。
And he has given us such a great example while on earth.
十字架的工作 是做在我们的魂里边的。
And the work of the cross is done on our soul.
是要除去我们那个旧造。
To deal with our old man.
除去我们的那个里边的老亚当的。
The old Adam.
有的时候十字架确实 是有苦难的。
And there may be suffering when we experience the work of the cross.
但是十字架的工作呢并不是仅仅是苦难。
But the work of the cross is not only suffering.
乃是要在我们里边做减少的工作。
But it is a work of reduction within us.
所以当我们认识到十字架在这样要做这样的工作的时候，
And so when we know or understand that the cross is doing this work within us,
如果我们能够在圣灵的帮助下去配合的话，
if we can align ourselves with the work of the Holy Spirit,
十字架所带出 的工作是喜乐的，
then the result of that work is actually joy.
因为每次当我们看见我们里边的自己来减少一些的时候，
Because when we see that we are decreasing,
我们看见我们里边的基督的成分增加的时候，
and that the amount of Christ that is within us is increasing,
不管这个过程是借着什么，借着我们所经历的任何的苦难，
whether we've experienced suffering during this time,
但是它所产生的结果是一个带出生命的结果，
we see that the result brings about new life,
所带来的那个感觉是喜乐的，
and so that feeling that is brought with it as well is joy.
我们听过弟兄们曾经举过多次的提到这个产难所带来的喜乐。
And our brothers have shared in the past about the joy that is brought about in childbirth.
很多的时候那母亲她经历了巨大的痛苦。
The mother goes through so much pain.
但是当这个生命能够被产生出来的时候。
But when the new child, the new life is brought forth.
在他里边呢是确实充满了喜乐。
That in her, there is this, joy.
这是十字架的工作。
This is the work of the cross.
如果我们在地上只是经历了那些苦难的话，
If all we're on earth, all that we experience is suffering,
那个可能还不是真正十字架的工作。
That may not be the work of the cross.
所以主耶稣基督呢他仰望在摆在前面的他就里边就充满了喜乐。
And so when we look off onto Jesus,then we are filled with joy.
所以圣经告诉我们说呢，让我们能够望断以基于耶稣。
And so the Bible reminds us to look off unto Jesus.
让我们能够忘记所有其他的事情。
So that we can forget all other things.
定睛在主耶稣基督的身上。
And fix our eyes upon the Lord Jesus.
看看十字架在我们里边要做怎样的工作。
To see what kind of work the cross is doing in us.
享受那个十字架因着十字架所带来生命的喜乐。
And to experience the joy that the cross brings to us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神不仅有这样的有圣灵的工作，有十字架的工作。
There's not only this work of the Holy Spirit and the cross on us.
圣经也告诉我们说呢，他用许多的见证人，如同云彩一样在我们周围。
The Bible also tells us that he uses many other witnesses who are like a cloud around us. As
所以这条路不是孤单的一条路。
So this This race that we're running, this way, is not a lonely one.
有我们有许多的见证人。
We have fellow witnesses.
有许多的同伴。
Companions along the way.
有历世历代的圣徒，他们在我们的前边。
Over all the generations, the saints are there before us.
有和我们一样的弟兄姐妹们在我们周围。
We have brothers and sisters who are running alongside us.
要像云彩一样来围绕着我们。
Will be just like a cloud as witnesses around us.
虽然是多变的
even though clouds are constantly changing.
但是呢，却是一个真实的一个工作。
But we know that this is a true work that the Lord is doing.
我们在这次特会当中呢，也听见弟兄们讲到许多旧约的例子。
And the brothers used a lot of examples from the Old Testament in the conference.
我们看见神在亚伯拉罕、在以撒、在雅各身上的工作。
They mentioned Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the work that the Lord was doing on them.
神在他们身上所做的工作乃是一个呼召的工作。
And his work in their lives was a work of calling.
神呼召了亚伯拉罕。
God called Abraham.
神在以撒身上所做的是一个应许的工作。
And on Isaac, it was a work of calling. Promise.
他所有得着的都是神所给他的应许。
Everything that he gained was a promise from God.
神在雅各身上所做的工作乃是一个改变的工作。
And on Jacob, it was a work of transformation.
神把一个诡诈的雅各变成荣耀的王子以色列。
For Jacob, who was constantly grasping, he turned him into the prince of Israel.
是以色列是神的王子。
To be the king of God.
Prince of God.
Yes.
所以神今天呢也是要在我们身上做同样的工作。
And so the Lord is doing that same work in each of us.
因为他是活人的神。
Because he is the living God.
他今天正在我们这些人身上做同样的工作。
And in each one of us today, he is doing that work.
他呼召了每位弟兄姐妹。
He has called every brother and sister.
他在我们每个人身上都有一个荣耀的应许。
And in each of us, he has this glorious promise.
他也要借着圣灵和十字架在每一个人身上做改变的工作。
And with the Holy Spirit and the work of the cross, he is going to change each and every one of us.
把我们这些本来属土的、不堪的、有罪的人。
People who are wretched, filled with sin, unworthy.
要改变成一个属神的人。
To become people of God.
这里边我们特别看见在这个特会当中弟兄们讲到摩西的例子。
And our brothers especially use the example of Moses.
摩西是在圣经当中一个非常非常典型的例子。
And Moses is a very poignant example in the Bible.
因为神把他的一生120岁分成整整的三个40年。
Because Moses' life of 120 years was divided into three 40-year periods.
所以神在摩西身上的工作实在是呢，他给世人一个例子。
And so it is a great example for us.
可能这个工作不一定都是同样做在我们每一个人身上。
It may not be the exact same work that the Lord is doing in each of us.
但是神在他身上做工作的原则却是适用于每一个人的。
But the principle behind The principle behind the work that he was doing in Moses is applicable to each one of us.
摩西呢，也是我们在圣经当中弟兄姐妹们都最熟悉的一个人物。
And Moses is a very someone we are all very familiar with from the Bible.
圣经告诉我们说，在希伯来书的第十一章二十四节说，摩西因着信长大，就不肯成为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财富更宝贵，因为他想所得着的赏赐。
From Hebrews 11 verse 24 through 26, it says, By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.
我们知道摩西呢，从小是长在埃及的王宫里。
We know that Moses grew up in the household of Pharaoh.
在他的前40年当中
，and in the first 40 years of his life,
摩西是非常在人当中是非常有荣耀的。
In the eyes of man, Moses had a lot of glory.
因为我们知道他从小还是一个非常婴孩的时候，他的父母亲就看见他是容貌非常的俊美。
And even from his birth, his parents saw that he was a very beautiful child.
他长大了在埃及的王宫里边学了埃及人所有的学问。
And as he grew up in Pharaoh's household, he gained all of the knowledge or teachings of Egypt.
他说话行事都有才能。
He had eloquence and ability in his speech.
所以我们知道前40岁的摩西好像他站在世界的顶峰。
So he seemed like the pinnacle of mankind in his first 40 years.
他好像拥有了全世界。
He had gained the whole world.
他人所羡慕的他好像都有。
And all of, he had all the abilities.
他想为也想为神工作。
And he wanted to do work for the Lord.
但是呢他要靠着自己的 肉体的能力却是不能够服侍神的。
But out of his own flesh and his own strength, he was unable to serve God.
所以我们知道圣经告诉我们说呢他为了报复为了这个替他的以色列的弟兄打不平他打死了一个埃及人。
So the Bible tells us that when he saw one of his fellow Israelites being beaten by an Egyptian, he killed that Egyptian.
所以他必须逃到旷野里边。
And so he fled into the wilderness.
并且在旷野里边40年牧羊。
And in the wilderness for 40 years he was a shepherd.
这是一个十字架的功课。
This is the work of the cross.
在这40年当中
In these 40 years,
神把他前40年在埃及所有的学问能力都做掉。
The Lord dealt with all of his abilities and what he had gained in his first 40 years.
他只能够对羊讲话。
He could only speak to lamb, to speak.
所以当神在他80岁的时候来呼召他的时候。
And so when the Lord came to call upon him in his 80th year,
摩西说呢我是一个左口笨舌的人。
Moses said that he is uneloquent and unable to do it.
所以他说我根本没有办法能够回到埃及去拯救以色列的百姓。
He said, there's no way that I can go back to Egypt and to free the Israelites.
这里边呢我们看见神当神呼召的时候神给他两个非常重一个应许和一个意象。
And when the Lord called him, we see that he gave him a promise as well as a revelation.
那这个应许呢神就是说我要与你同在。
And the promise was that I will be with you.
这是一个非常宝贵的应许。
This is truly a precious promise.
我们今天生活在这个世界的旷野里。
We are living in the wilderness of this world.
若是靠我们自己的努力好像自己的意志力我们是完全没有办法胜过这个世界。
And if we use our own power or ability, it seems like there's no way that we can overcome it.
我们只能遇见的是失败和羞耻。
All that we can experience is failure.
但是神说呢我要与你同在。
But the Lord says that I will be with you.
神也给摩西一个非常重要的意象。
And the Lord gave him a very precious revelation as well.
就是当有一天摩西正在牧羊的时候。
At one day as he was shepherding,
他看见了一个荆棘，荆棘里边燃烧出火焰。
He saw a burning, he saw a bush, and that bush was ablaze.
他看见这个荆棘，可能据说啊，当时在这个巴勒斯坦地非常干旱，有的时候这荆棘会自己燃烧，然后很快就烧掉了。
And in the land of Palestine, it was very dry, and maybe you could think it was a coincidence in that bushes would spontaneously combust.
但是他发现一个非常奇怪的现象。
But the very interesting thing is he found
这个荆棘在燃烧，可是这个荆棘没有被烧掉。
Although the bush was burning, it was not being consumed.
所以摩西觉得非常这是一件特别的事情。
And so Moses thought this was a very unique thing.
所以摩西呢就前去观看。
So Moses approached the bush to see what was going on.
我们知道耶和华神在荆棘里边向摩西说话。
And we know that the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses through that bush.
这是在摩西一生当中一个非常重要的意象。
This is a very important vision for Moses.
这也是摩西后来的40年能够在旷野里边带领神的百姓他力量的源泉。
And it is the strength of the force behind his ability to lead the Israelites in the wilderness for the last 40 years of his life.
我觉得这个意象对我们每位弟兄姐妹们来讲也是非常重要的。
And I think this is an important vision for every brother and sister as well.
因为在这个意象当中，神让摩西看见他不过是一个荆棘。
Because the Lord allowed Moses to see that not he's just a bush.
这个荆棘是没有什么，它并不是什么特别有用的材料。
It's not a particularly useful instrument.
它在它燃烧的时候也不会产生多大的这个火，很快就烧尽了。
And when a bush is burned up, it'll quickly be consumed. There is not much fuel.
我们也是一样。
And we're just like that.
我深深的感觉我自己的生命也就是荆棘。
I think for my own life, I'm just a bush.
没有什么神可以使用的。
There's not much that the Lord can use in me.
凭我们自己，我们可能只能给神的名带来羞辱。
And all that we can do is maybe bring shame upon the Lord's name.
然而在这个意象当中，神让摩西看见荆棘在燃烧。
And so in this vision, the Lord wanted to show Moses that the bush is being burned.
但是呢，却没有被烧毁。
But it is not consumed.
神让摩西知道他力量的源泉，他里边神圣的火焰不是靠他自己。
The Lord wanted Moses to see that the source of his power, is not himself.
乃是借着神的能力。
But is by the Lord's strength.
他不过是一个管道，是一个器皿。
He is not only, a steward and a vessel.
我们也是一样的。
We are also the same.
我们今天在地上来，在这个世界这个可怕的旷野当中生活和服侍。
As we are serving and living in the wilderness of this world,
若是靠着我们自己的力量,
if we do it by our own strength,
我们很快就被烧尽了,
we will be quickly burned up.
我们不会产生任何的果效的,
and we will not bring about any, fruit.
然而在我们里边却有一个神圣的火焰。
And so within us, there is this fire.
如果我们能够把这个荆棘放在神的手中的话,
if we're able to place our desire before the Lord,
他可以使用像我这样没有用的材料。
He is able to use us unuseful vessels.
能够彰显他自己的能力。
And to reveal his own power.
所以摩西在后来的40年在旷野里边经历了许多的考验。
And so Moses in the last 40 years of his life, he experienced a lot of testing and trial.
经过了许多的这个人所不能够经历的这些试炼。
Things that, men cannot really, experience.
然而他靠着神的能力。
But through the Lord's strength.
忠心地在神的面前带领以色列人。
He was able to faithfully lead the Israelites before the Lord.
如果我们读摩西在旷野里边的故事。
And if we read, Moses' story in the wilderness.
我想我们至少能够得到两个非常深刻的印象。
I think we, can see two things.
就是每当在环境艰难的时候,
even in the midst of trial and difficulty,
摩西总是面俯伏于地。
Moses, bowed his head before the Lord.
他把这些一切的难处带到神的面前。
He prostrate, before the Lord and brought these problems to the Lord.
他不是在靠自己的能力和智慧。
He did not use his own ability or his own strength.
因为这个荆棘火焰的意象一直是在他的心里。
Because that vision of the burning bush was always in his heart.
他知道这些所有的力量的源泉是来自于神。
He knew the source of his power and ability was only from the Lord.
所以面对这两百多万以色列人的难处，摩西常常来到神的面前面俯伏于地。
So oftentimes, Moses would bring the problems, that came from the 2 million Israelites, before the Lord.
他向神祷告。
And he would pray to the Lord.
这位神忠心的仆人也在神面前，在这些百姓面前，他学习了谦卑。
For such a great servant of the Lord, he learned humility before the Lord.
我想这也是神在我们身上所要做的工作。
And I think this is the work that the Lord wants to do in each of us as well.
凡事我们要来到神的面前。
We must come before the Lord.
交托给他。
We need to give these things to him.
不是靠我们自己的能力。
Not by our own power.
另外一件事情让我们在摩西的身上所看见非常突出典型的一件事情。
And another thing that we can see on Moses' life.
就是他的忠心。
Is, his faithfulness.
他在凡事上在小事上忠心。
In anything, in even the smallest thing, he was faithful to the Lord.
当他要在地上要在建造会幕的时候。
When he was to build the tabernacle.
他在山上领受了神给他那个非常详细的指示。
On the mountain, he received the very detailed instructions from God.
详细到每一根线它的颜色，用什么颜色，神都告诉他。
So detailed that it even spoke of, for each thread, what color it has to be.
摩西来到山下的时候呢，圣经告诉我们说，他完全在神面前忠心，按照山上的样式来建造。
And it says that Moses, when he came to the foot of the mountain, that he was fully faithful, to what the Lord had given to him, and he followed the exact details from the mountain.
这是一个被改变的摩西。
This is a changed Moses.
因为从摩西的他自己的这个原来的生命里边，他是非常有才能的。
Because again, from Moses' old self, he was one a man who had many abilities.
他在当时在埃及的时候，可以帮法老建造城市。
When he was in Egypt, he helped Pharaoh build things.
所以建造一个会幕对他来讲，实在是不是一件大事。
So to construct a tabernacle should not have been a big thing.
然而，神让他在这些非常小的事情上忠心。
And yet, God called him to be faithful in these small details.
是完全是照着山上的样式。
To be fully in accordance with what was sent, was shown on the mountain.
这也是今天我们在服事当中需要学习的一个原则。
This is also a principle that we need to learn in our service.
我们每个人都有很多的观念，很多的想法的。
We have our own thoughts and opinions.
当我们一同来到神面前的时候
，But when we come before the Lord,
我们是不是能够一同来寻求神
？Are we able to seek after the Lord Himself?
看见他所要做的是什么？
To see what it is that he is looking to do.
照着他的指示，他的样式来在地上生活服事。
According to his ways and methods and designs to serve him.
那最后一点，我们这条路程奔跑的路程的目标是什么？
So lastly, the goal of this race, what is it?
感谢主，我们刚才唱那首诗歌是向前直往锡安。
Thank the Lord that the hymn that we just sang was We're Marching to Zion.
要经过以马内利之地向前直往锡安。
We're going through Emmanuel's ground to Zion.
在这条路上经历了神的同在，要奔向神的目标。
And we experience the Lord's presence and we head towards his goal.
锡安是永生神的城邑，是天上的耶路撒冷。
Zion is the Lord's the city of God, the city of the Lord, the New Jerusalem.
那我们知道圣经告诉我们说呢，神喜爱锡安。
We know that the Bible tells us that the Lord loves Jerusalem.
胜过雅各的一切的住处。
And he called it to be the place of Jacob's dwelling.
这个锡安是神的城，那里边有荣耀的事情。
This is the city of God, and glorious things of it are spoken.
这是在诗篇的第八十七篇里边所说的。
This is spoken of in Psalm 84.
锡安这个词对以色列人来讲呢是非常熟悉的。
For Israelites, Zion is a very familiar thing.
这个锡安这个词在圣经里边一共出现过一百五十多次。
And it appears in the Bible 150 times.
它本身的意思呢有一个防御攻势的意义。
And the meaning behind Zion is a defense.
在圣经里边第一次提到锡安，乃是在撒母耳记里边所提到的。
And the first time that Zion is mentioned is in Samuel.
当大卫他一开始出来做王的时候，他就要攻取锡安这个宝藏。
When David first became king, one of the first things he did was to to capture Jerusalem.
Capture Zion.
Zion.
然后呢，这个锡安就变成叫做在那个时代叫做大卫的城。
And Zion became the city of David.
我们在读列王记和历代志里边就提到这个大卫的城，就是指的锡安。
And so in Kings and in Chronicles, when it speaks of Zion, it is the city of David.
在所罗门的时代建造了圣殿。
And in Solomon's time, the temple was built.
所以锡安的意义就衍生到一个圣殿和一个城。
So Zion speaks of a temple as well as a city.
并且呢，它所指的是这个犹太民族以色列这个民族的一个总称。
And it is, is related to the Israelites.
然而锡安这个词它有更深的一个属灵的意义。
And even more deeply, there is a spiritual meaning behind Zion.
就讲到它是神的教会，讲到是天上的耶路撒冷。
It speaks of God's church, the heavenly Jerusalem.
所以彼得在他的前书里边第二章第六节里边说，看哪，我把所拣选的宝贵的房角石放在锡安，信靠他的人不至于羞愧。
So in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 6 it says, For this is contained in scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him will not be disappointed.
所以我们这里边看见呢，神在这边锡安所代表的乃是一座城。
So we see that in Zion it speaks of a city.
并且呢，是一个宫殿。
And it is a
是一个殿，是 temple.
It is a temple.
这个殿里边呢，有一个非常宝贵的石头，是房角石。
And there is this choice cornerstone, precious cornerstone.
乃是主耶稣基督的自己。
Which is Christ Himself.
所以彼得在他的彼得的前书第二章第四节里边说，主乃活石。固然是被人所弃的，却是神所拣选所宝贵的。第五节说，你们来到主的面前，也就像活石，为要被建造成灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督所在神面前所献所悦纳的灵祭。
So in verses 4 through 5 in the same chapter, it says, and coming to him as to a living stone, which has been rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God,You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
所以我们看见神在这里边呢，乃是要建造一座城，一个宫。
So we see that the Lord is doing this work to build up a city and a house.
这个宫是灵宫。
This is a spiritual house.
在这个灵宫里边呢，彼得告诉我们说呢，有两种石头。
And Peter tells us that there are two types of stones in this house.
彼得，我想他之所以用这个石头来做比喻，实在是他对石头这个概念太清楚了。
And I think Peter, he uses this metaphor of stones is because he had so much experience with stones.
因为我们知道主耶稣基督呼召他的时候，把他名字改成彼得，彼得的意思就是石头。
And we know that Peter, when he was called by the Lord Jesus, the Lord changed his name from Simon to Peter, which means stone.
但神要把这块石头，顽固的石头，变成一个能建造灵宫的活石。
But the Lord was doing this work of changing this stone of Peter to be a living stone.
所以彼得告诉我们说呢，在这个灵宫里边有一个活石，这个活石也成了房角石，这个就是主耶稣基督自己。
And so in this spiritual house, there are these living stones, but there is this chief cornerstone, which is the Lord himself.
还有呢，很多其他的石头，他们本来不是活石，但是呢，后来又改变成被像是活石一样。
And these other stones, which were not originally living, but have been changed to be like living stones.
这就是弟兄姐妹们，我们每个人自己。
Brothers and sisters, this is ourselves.
我们以前都是一个死的石头。
We were dead stones.
是很刚硬的。
We were unuseful.
但是神要在我们身上做一个改变的工作。
But the Lord is doing a work of transformation on us.
使我们越来越像那个活石，像主耶稣基督自己。
That we are more and more like this living stone, the Lord Jesus himself.
这个活石在地上具体的表现呢，是在彼得前书里边的二章第九节里边所讲到的。
And in chapter 2, verse 9, it tells of what these living stones represent.
他说你们是被拣选的族类。
You are a chosen race.
我们每位弟兄姐妹们都是神从这个万人当中拣选出来的。
Every brother and sister, we have been chosen by God out of all of the peoples.
这是一个恩典的拣选。
This is a gracious selection.
不是我们自己好。
It is not because we ourselves are good.
乃是神的恩典。
But it is by the Lord's grace.
并且呢，这里面说是一个族类，就是你是不同的种族。我们现在变成不同的种族。
And when it speaks of being a different race, we are set apart.
是有君尊的祭司。
We are a royal priesthood.
这个君尊的祭司就是让我们有权利能够来服侍神的。
And to be this royal priesthood, we have authority and we are called to serve God.
神给我们祷告的权柄。
God has given us the authority to pray.
神给我们服侍神的特权。
He has given us position to serve.
我们可以把弟兄姐妹们的需要、教会的需要、今天这个世界的需要带到神的面前。
That we can bring the needs of brothers and sisters of the church and even this world before our God.
也告诉我们说我们是圣洁的国度。
And we are a holy nation.
本来我们是不圣洁的。
We were unholy before.
但是神要在我们身上做一个改变的工作。
But the Lord is doing this work of transformation on us.
要把他自己的生命的性情做工在我们里边。
That his nature of holiness is being placed within us.
并且呢，说我们是属神的子民。
And we are a people for God's own possession.
这是一个非常宝贵的一个应许。
This is a very precious promise.
我们是属于神的。
We belong to God.
我们生活在这个世界当中本来是属于撒旦的。
And when we live in this world, previously, we belong to Satan.
我们圣经告诉我们说呢，我们都随从这个今生世界上的风俗。
That we just follow the ways of the world.
我们都是受那个空中掌权者首领的控制。
And that we were under the authority of the principalities and prince of the air.
曾经在地上生活，没有神，没有指望。
And that we did not have God, we had no hope.
然而神在这个绝望的环境当中，帮我们每个人呼召出来。
And yet, in this situation, these circumstances, the Lord called us out.
要成为一群特别的人。
To be a special people.
神在旧约当中用以色列作为例子。
And in the Old Testament, the Lord used the people of Israel as an example.
让他们在万民与万民有别。
That they are set apart from the rest of the world.
要特特地成为神的选民。
That they are God's special people.
今天神也在我们身上做这样的工作。
And so God is doing this same work on us today.
因此我们是属神的子民，要特特地归给他的。
And so we are His special people that ought to be given to Him.
这是神的恩典。
This is the Lord's grace.
这个不是我们自己的，不是我们自己的努力能够达到。
This is not something that we can do by our own efforts.
很多的时候甚至不是我们里边原来那个愿望。
And maybe it's not something that we can even really hope for.
我们原来都走自己的路。
We used to walk on our own way.
然而神在他的恩典当中拣选了我们。
But in the Lord's grace, He has chosen us.
并让我们成为特特的归给他的子民。
To be a people for his own possession.
每当想起这个救恩来讲，我们心里边都要充满了感谢。
And whenever we think of this salvation and grace, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
因为这实在是恩典。
Because this is grace.
是我们不配得的。
It is a grace that we are unworthy of.
神要在我们身上所做成的工作，乃是要我们，彼得告诉我们说呢，是要叫你们去宣扬，那召你们出黑暗，入奇妙光明者的美德。
And so in this work, it allows us that we can, as in the end of verse 9 it says, that we may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
这是神给教会今天在地上一个见证的责任。
This is the work of testimony that the Lord has given to the church.
这个世界是充满着黑暗的。
This world is filled with darkness.
我们也曾经在其中。
And we have been called into light.
但是现在我们被呼召出来，要向这个黑暗的世界做见证。
And so as we are called out, we need to testify to this world of darkness.
不是见证我们自己。
Not of ourselves.
乃是见证那位召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But to testify of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
是见证主耶稣基督的美德。
To testify of Jesus Christ.
神要把我们做成一个灵宫。
The Lord is building us into a spiritual house.
在这个灵宫当中，我们每位弟兄姐妹们都是活石。
And in the spiritual house, every brother and sister is a living stone.
实在是盼望着神在我们身上的工作能够日日加深。
So we hope that the Lord's work on each of us can continue.
这段路已经非常的短了。
The race, we're already towards the end of the race.
实在是盼望着圣灵在我们年长弟兄们身里边的那个感觉和负担能够成为我们自己里边的感觉和负担。
We hope that through the Holy Spirit, the burden and the feeling that was on our elderly brothers' hearts would also be one that is in our hearts.
让我们起来能够奔跑这最后这段路程。
That we would be able to rise up and run along this last leg of the race.
是在奔跑，好像在最后在冲刺一样。
That we would be as if we are rushing forward.
我们能够全神贯注的跑完这最后这段路程。
And so that we can run to the end of this race.
允许圣灵和十字架在我们里边做更深的工作。
And so may the Holy Spirit and the cross do a deeper work in each of us.
让我们能够更多的，这本来这块没有用的石头能够更多的变成像活石一样。
That us unuseful stones can be turned into as living stones.
众弟兄姐妹们被建造在一起，成为神的灵宫。
So all of us brothers and sisters can be built up together as a spiritual house.
在地上见证那位召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
And on earth we would be able to testify of Him who called us out of the darkness and into His marvelous light.
西安特会过去了。
WCCC has passed.
但我们心中所祷告所盼望的。
But our prayer and what we hope for.
弟兄们所释放出这些宝贵的话语能够停留在我们里边。
The precious words that our brothers have entrusted to us.
能够产生更深的生命的果效。
And that they would bring about the fruits.
那我们知道我们的回馈是非常有限的。
And we know that our review or feedback is very limited.
所以我们盼望的弟兄姐妹们呢，还是能够抽出时间，能够再多听。
So we hope that brothers and sisters can set aside the time to listen to the messages.
能够让圣灵直接借着这些话对我们的心说话。
That directly through the words that the Holy Spirit would speak to us.
好，我们再有一些祷告。
Let's have another time of prayer.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we do thank you and praise you.
我们实在是知道人的话何等的有限。
We know that man's words have such limitations.
我们盼望着圣灵再次把我们带回你原初的心意当中。
May the Holy Spirit bring us back to your original heart.
在我们的身上能够做真实的建造的工作。
That we would be able to do this work of testimony.
我们也求圣灵帮助我们使年长弟兄们在西安特会里边所释放这些宝贵的话语。
And we pray that the Holy Spirit, through the words that our brothers have released,
能够成为我们个人，成为各地教会的一个帮助。
That they would be a help to every person in every church.
让我们知道怎样来跑这最后的段路程。
So that we would know how to run this race.
让我们能够面向那个西安以荣耀的圣城。
So that we would be looking towards and marching towards Zion.
圣洁的工作能够完成。
So that your work can be completed.
使教会在地上能够成为你美好的见证。
That the church would be your beautiful testimony on earth.
我们这样的祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray these things in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.